Hi, I want to talk about my son today. So if you're just joining me, I hope you're doing well and let you know that this is Rebecca and this is Breaking Autopilot, where we talk about my intentional living and just taking flight. So I want to tell you about my son who brings me a lot of joy, and lately I've said I could just about tear up because I'm so proud of him. And he's 13 going on 14. And a couple of years ago, he had this idea that he wanted to start learning how to restore or to paint shoes, to customize shoes. And he was watching a bunch of videos. And, "Mom, this is really cool. Watch this." Well, needless to say, I was not too enthused about watching someone paint shoes. So I dismissed him quite a bit. He kept coming back. "Mom, did you know that you could use leather prepper and strip this? Did you know that there's a thing called Sobrite? Mom, did you know that this, that?" "No, Jack, I didn't know. And he kept coming. "Mom, just watch this YouTube video." "No, Jack, I'm watching this movie. I don't want to see this YouTube video. I'm not interested in it. That's what you're interested in." And I thought it would pass. And then he said, "Mom, this is what I want to do. Would you buy me some supplies?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not going to buy you some supplies to just fool around with shoes. No, because the shoes that you get are not even that cheap. So why would I be doing that?" And he kept on. And this went for several months. "And Mom, look at this video. Mom, did you know this? Mom, did you know that?" So this is, you know, look, you're like about 12, 13 year old here at this time. Keep bringing this to me. Keeps coming back. And finally, it was like, "You know what? If you are really interested in this, then let's come up with a business plan. I want to hear from you. I want you to create a supplies list. I want you to tell me how much it would cost to get those supplies. I want you to tell me where you'd market it, how you would put your ideas out there. And we're going to talk about what revenue means, what income means, what a profit is, about where you're going to get your startup money. And we're going to put this in terms that I can have a lesson, because part of my whole life is me having a lesson in everything we do. And if you're interested, you'll do it. And if you're not, well, then so be it. We can end this discussion." So he went and got a special notebook. He went and got his little book and had its little leaf paper in there and started making out his plan. Now, he had a supply list. He had a page titled marketing. And he got so interested in this that if he messed up and misspelled a word, he would redo the whole page. Hint, use pencil. You won't have to do the whole page then. And I was like, "Okay, well, if you're interested in that and you've got a game plan, then we'll do it." Of course, I procrastinated even a little bit further. Well, we finally did it. We finally ordered some of the basic supplies for painting shoes and stripping them down so that you can prepare them to paint, because he had researched this. And so he began customizing shoes. And, of course, they've been on his own shoes. And then he got into splatter painting, putting a technique on there, and got to do that with his dad a couple of times. Did a custom for my uncle, a pair of Joker green Nike slides with splatter paint on them. It was pretty cool. And then he's got a pair of Tiffany blue with a black splatter on there, and that was pretty cool, one of his favorites. And then he just began working on other shoes that he had, and then he would say, "I don't like this," and he would suddenly just turn that color that he just painted into another color that he wanted to try on it. And he spent more time about creating and learning than he has really been in marketing and getting any kind of order. And that's okay, because what I realized is that he's doing something he enjoys. He's creating. He's learning different techniques. He's learning how the ratios between different chemicals that you have to use. And I am very proud of him. He said, you know, he's got a buddy that comes over, a couple of different ones actually, that come over and will work with him at different times. And they've worked on some of their own shoes and learning together. And they talk about it a lot. And he's, you know, sat with me at dinner tonight and said that some of the kids at school are haters, you know, so to speak, that they don't want to like your creation, that they're dumb, they're stupid, anything they bring in, that it's dumb and stupid. You know, did you paint those with a Sharpie marker? and they just ignore them because they're both satisfied in what they're doing. They like what they're doing and being creative, and they think it's cool. And I think it's great because they're creating and spending time together, talking, listening to the radio, and they're not engrossed into a video game. They're not engrossed into Netflix. And now, don't get you wrong, he does that as well at times, but there's quite a bit of time in this creative phase, and I'm really proud of him. There was one time, though, I wasn't so proud of myself with his, as we began this journey, because as you mentioned, I'm a rule follower. So for me to take a product and actually change it to something else, what it's not supposed to be, especially if it's a pretty fairly new pair of something, I was like, really? And so he's like, Mom, you should see this. And so I'm like, see what? You should see the shoes. And I was like, did you mean to mess up on that? Did you mean to have paint on the inside of the where your foot goes? Did you mean to do this? And then as he walked off and I realized what I had just said and saw his face, I'm like, really, Mom? Talking to myself, did you just do this? Did you just break that kid's spirit because it's not perfect? And so I had to mom up. I had to go in there to him and say, Jack, I messed up. What you did is great, and that you're learning this, and I understand that you're 13 and you're going to make mistakes and that you don't have a steady hand yet, and that that is what I focused on out of all the good things that you're doing about it and the experience that you're creating and using your free time to do this. And what I focused on was the weakness, and I apologized. And I said, I am sorry. I am sorry that I said that. And he said, okay, Mom, it's fine. And I said, no, it's not fine. Because I don't get to do that. I don't get to say that those kind of things to you without recognizing that I'm influencing you. And I should be lifting you up and not putting you down. And he appreciated me saying that. And ever since, when he's created a different shoe or a different style or talked about what he's going to do, I've given him more attention, more interest, and I've appreciated him a lot more. I've appreciated that we're different people. And there's qualities that I admired about him and that I am actually learning from him. So I wanted to share that so that if you've got kids that you're thinking about what you can actually learn from them, that they don't have to be older than us for us to have a lesson, for you to look at the innocence and what they're learning, that this is the first time that he had tried to paint shoe or to have a steady hand or to learn that, and to give them credit for the trying, to give them an uplifting thing on there. So if you've noticed yourself being short with their creativity or being short with something that doesn't fit into our personalities, an interest that they may have, stop and listen to where that might be coming from. And if you're wrong, own up. Mom up, dad up, brother up, whatever it might be in your relationship, own up to not always being right. You're going to teach them a good lesson, and you're going to teach yourself a lesson that you're not going to forget. You're going to think before you speak the next time in more than one situation with your children. Anyway, I hope that you'll be intentional with that, and that you'll be intentional with loving your children and appreciating them. And off we go. Fly.